Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Praise God. We're live on the air. This is the Miracle Man.
And the Preacher Man.
And we are live on the air. We got a lot of things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a bit about what we saw, what happened at the service tonight at church. We're going to talk some sports. And we're going to read a bit in the Bible about faith.
Hallelujah.
And
start with prayer.
Start off with prayer. Lord God, I thank you for the anointing of God on the show. I thank you, Lord God, that through the show, you're able to impart things, you know, that we can tell our listeners that you would just use us, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for equipment. Lord God, I thank you for sponsors. I thank you, Lord God, for our wonderful listeners, Lord God, that our audience will grow.
Amen.
And I thank you that by your power, Lord God, you'll just anoint this program.
Amen.
And make it what you want it to be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
So, at Living Word Church, we had a very special guest tonight at church, from Living Word Church. We had Dr. Happy Caldwell and his wife. What's his last name again?
Jeannie Caldwell.
We had Happy and Jeannie Caldwell at church, at our church tonight. And Happy tonight talked about anointing, and he talked about the testimony of his wife, Jeannie, being healed from a tumor that was bigger than your hand, that is bigger than our hand, than either one of our hands. Not put together, but just to give you an example of like an average size hand, it was bigger than that. And it was in the brain. Now, even though they said it was a benign tumor, they said that if they didn't do anything about it, that it would kill her. And so they basically said, you know, the doctor basically says, we're going to give you a few days to make up your mind. Then let us know what you want to do. And so Jeannie talks to Pastor Happy, you know, and they pray to God and stuff. And Jeannie says, You know what, Happy? I'm going to have the surgery after praying to God, you know. And then she has the surgery. And they say, you know, it's going to be about, it's a nine-hour surgery.
9 hours.
And it's so long because they have to take that tumor out while taking care of the cells of the body. So they had to take it out cell by cell by cell by cell.
My.
So it took 9 hours to take it out. And so then after that, she goes to rehab and that. And it turns out that it only took her 32 days to get back home.
Amazing.
After they said it would be 180 days.
Amazing.
And that is by the miracle of God. That is a miracle of God. A total miracle. And that's the kind of stuff that I'm all about, is miracles. There's one called the Miracle Man. And that's why, this is why when I hear preachers tell stories like this, you're gonna hear some stories about
Amen.
This on this program.
Amen. Amen.
And that's why I'm telling you this story. And she was singing tonight. Is that a remake of a different song?
I don't think so. I think it might be a song she wrote, but I'm not sure on that.
What's it called?
I just think it's called The Anointing.
And it's Jeannie Caldwell's song, The Anointing. I encourage
Absolutely.
Your listeners to go on YouTube,
yep.
Search Jeannie Caldwell, The Anointing. Listen to that song.
Yeah.
And
ask God to heal you.
Ask God to heal you.
Amen.
Lord God, because something's going to be stirred up.
Amen.
Just listening to that. Because I go up there, and I get in line to get prayed for, and he just plays. Happy just lays his hands on you now. He doesn't pray really out loud. He just lays his hand on you. And then I went back, you know, and stood in my row at my chair, you know, and considered to just, you know, meditate, pray in tongues and stuff. And I could just feel stuff happening. I could feel, like, anointing being imparted even after my hand had been laid on me. He said some of you will feel it the most like a few minutes after. Some of you will feel it more a day or two after.
Yeah.
Or it could be longer, you know.
Yeah.
Could be. But that anointing is like spiritual medicine. or it's like that spiritual or antibiotic cream almost.
Yes, sir.
You could say, and it's like very powerful, the anointing of God. It's such a beautiful thing. It should never be cheapened.
Never.
Ever. I refuse to cheapen the anointing. It wouldn't matter if we were still going. Because the anointing is great.
Exactly.
It shouldn't matter. Well, our flesh will be like, oh, it's summer. I got lawn to mow. I want to get the show going. I want to, you know. Because obviously, not in their mind, but I said the show because in my mind, you know, maybe what mine would be, you know. But I'm just saying, you know. But it'll be, that's what the mind will say. But, like, the anointing of this so great. It was very special to have one of the greatest preachers,
yeah,
I feel,
yeah,
in America here with us.
Yes, it was.
I expect to hear about some healings in our church services.
Amen.
I expect to hear testimonies Thursday night from people. I'm believing for my healing. And I really hope that somehow, you know, and yeah, it was such a wonderful message, that happy talk.
Well, and this morning was amazing, wasn't it?
It was amazing. And if you go to www.marktbarclay.com or livingword.ws, you can find the contact number from the church. You can call the church and ask them, or you can order them online. Order to see, you know, what the name of that message Happy preached on, what he preached this morning, and then what he teaches tonight. I encourage you, if you can at all, to get the CDs or MP3s of all these messages, because they were great.
Now, let me say something here, Rivers. I'm not Miracle Man.
Yes. Yes, Preacher Man.
Not tonight. As soon as she started singing, you could just feel the power of God move in. And one of the first things that Dr. Caldwell said when he started preaching is the anointing is a being.
Mm.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
It's not some weird vibe that's out there somewhere. It's the Holy Spirit. It's a being. And some people forget that it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and they're all called He in the Bible. Every one of them are called He. Therefore, the anointing is the Holy Spirit, and His manifestation on you is how it comes. Now, tonight, I was crying. I got some French fries for you there, man.
Yep. So tonight, yeah, you were crying.
Tonight, when it was on me, I was crying. I've had times where the anointing comes on me, and I was laughing. No,
yeah,
I seem to like that, because that seems to be a antibiotic, if you call it. It seems to be healing power. It's medicine. laughter does good like a medicine. So when you get in one of those services where you're laughing a lot, it's like medicine. It gets on you, and you come out healed. You come out free. You know, there's no way around it in this life. There's no way around this. Every single one of us are going to get into situations that we don't want to be in. That's just life. That's the devil frustrating us, making things tough. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
And the answer every single time, I want to read that verse of scripture. I don't know if you got this book with you, so I'm going to
see.
First John.
It's in the book that I have that has Hebrews in it.
Is it really?
Yep.
Hang on a second. Mike's going to bring it over here. He's sitting talking with my wife.
What did you say?
Mike's going to bring it over here. He's coming. Because I want us to read that verse of scripture that we were dealing with tonight. Hebrews.
It's in the Hebrews copy, but it's in 1 John chapter
2.
Chapter 2.
Yep.
2 Hebrews and then... 1 John 2 and it's verse
20, right?
20
and 27.
So we're going to look at verse 2, verse 20.
1 John 2, 20, yeah.
First, we're going to look at verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. And all of you know the truth.
Wow.
I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? Is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and he denies the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father. Also, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in me. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life. I am writing these things to you about these who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But you have anointing, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. Very powerful.
Very powerful.
Very powerful. Yep. You should be doing if you got it, because I feel like I have an anointing on me to sing songs. That song that she sang was so beautiful, and from next show or next time, I feel like there's a place to do this. I want to find these lyrics, and I'm going to sing you this song because it's a very powerful song, and I really feel like you listeners need to hear it.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna impart some things to you.
Yes.
I pray that some things are gonna be imparted.
Now let me give them a little instruction here. If you go to YouTube and search up the Victory Television Network, that's Dr. Happy Caldwell's television network. And right at the top of it is In His Presence with Jeannie Caldwell. And that's her show. That's what she does. And there's a bunch of them there. And if you go down there a little bit, you'll be able to find the song that is His Anointing. That's the name of the song. And it'll be a blessing to you. You know, it's like the Miracle Man saying, this song carries a very, very, very powerful anointing. And I'm telling you what, when she started singing that song, you could feel the presence of God come in that place, in that building. And it's like, how do we get that every time? Did you think the same thing?
It's not exactly something you see every service.
No. Sure want it, though, don't you?
Oh, yes. I'm not saying that's dry ever, but, you know. I'll squeeze every thing I can get out of that space. Every drop. You got to put a draw on it.
Amen.
You got to put a draw on it so that you can best receive.
Yeah.
If you don't come in expecting, and you come worried, my dog, my cat, my cow, oh God, nothing's going to happen for you.
Yeah.
You could just come in all worried. You might be better. Don't stay home, you know.
let's read a verse out of John 14, because some people don't understand that word, the anointing. Verse 27. Read verse 27 again.
John 4. I'm going to read verse 27 again. Okay. So, First John 2:27 says, as for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but you have an anointing. Your anointing is, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real and not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him.
It'll remain. Now, let me read this. This is John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. That's the anointing. That's the power of God that's there. It's the Holy Spirit. He'll give you another helper that he, there is Jesus calling the Holy Spirit a he, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. We don't have the spirit of a lie in us, man. Whoa. First John chapter 2, that's what that's all about. You just read it.
Yeah.
Whom the world can't receive because it doesn't see him and it doesn't know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And he was not talking about Jesus, because it was Jesus. You have. It was Jesus that was saying the words.
It was Jesus.
Maybe I got them. Nope,
yep.
I don't. In the car? Yeah, can't find my keys, but it's all right. We'll find them.
All right. With that in mind, we got some sports we're going to get to. What? Wait a minute, what?
We're all right. We're all right. I got to slide this Bible a little sideways so I can get the mic in front of you. Now, let's talk about just for a little bit. Let's not go away from this.
We're not going to go away from this yet. Sorry, guys. We are going to talk about this more.
Let's talk about this morning with him talking about being born as a son.
Amen.
Because he looked at Pastor and said, how many people in this building were born from Francis and
Lena Barclay?
Lena. And there's only one person that could say that. And that was
the prophet, Marty Barclay.
But how many of us in that building were born of God?
All.
Guess what that means?
That means we are all children of God.
In the family, man. We're part of the family. You can sing that old oldie song.
We are family. All my brothers and my sisters and me. Yes, I say we.
And it's the family of God. How awesome is that?
It is incredible. It is so incredible. It is so incredible that we are all of the same spiritual father, heavenly father, which is God, Jesus. Such a beautiful thing.
Everything he has in heaven belongs to us. Ready? Eyes, see.
See.
Jesus' name. Now.
Now.
Hallelujah. Well, what a powerful message. I like that. I will not leave you orphans.
Not leave you or forsake you. And he was, and that's part of how he was talking about the faith stuff this morning.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
We have been helped on. I don't say this in a bad way because we really need it. It takes faith to live today.
Yeah.
And Dr. Barclay, Vicky, the time she spoke this month, and Dawn, and Josh Barclay, earlier when he talked. There's been so much teaching going on lately in our church about faith. And about faith and how it's the substance of things hoped for. And how we have to have faith in order to please God. And about how faith and how it's related to the words of our mouth. And all that kind of stuff. Thursday night was the third time in like 5 weeks that we were taught about the words of our mouth. That's like the third time in 5 weeks.
You think maybe God's trying to say something to us?
God's trying to say that we should watch our mouths for one thing. He's also saying that we need to have faith. And about the mouth thing, he's saying we shouldn't be making bad confessions.
Yeah.
Instead, we should be speaking faith.
Yeah.
By faith. That means you go beyond wishing and dreaming and hoping. You're actually calling out to God by faith. By faith, I have the new, we have this new equipment.
Amen.
By faith, my eyes see.
See
by
right
faith,
now.
My right ear.
Yes.
He has a natural ear canal.
Yes.
So I don't need this.
Amen.
But
agreed.
Amen. And I call, you know, I mean, all those things by faith. You know, those things that are not as though they are. It's part of what faith is. Now there are these Christian scientists and what have you, or this belief, what do they call those things that are as though they're not?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
No, how's that going to work?
that's called negative. What I believe in is calling those things that are not as though they are. That's part of the, that's a huge part of the essence of faith.
Yeah.
That is calling those things that are not as though they are.
Like,
and it, you know, it's part of how Vicky Buckley was able to get healed of cancer. and also how Trish was able to get healed about 2 years later from cancer. It's faith is part of how Jaden, who had been basically not breathing, was able to suddenly come alive.
Yeah.
Jaden, pastor's granddaughter, had been playing in the pool at her grandpa's house, Dr. Buckley's house, and they had a graduation party for their son Dakota. And so after the party, you know, they say, yeah, you kids can come swim if you want, you know. And so Jaden's over there, and then somebody comes to Dawn and says, hey, Dawn, your daughter isn't breathing. You know, she's been down for a while, down at the bottom of the pool. And what had happened was her head got caught in the little like drain type thing.
Yep.
What was it? The drain?
Yep. Yep.
Her head got caught in the drain. Her hair got caught in there, it somehow. There. She was
exactly
playing with it, and it like took her down. And so I can remember the Sunday morning after it, pastor came up. He did not sound happy. He was kind of somber, and then was thinking, okay, this doesn't seem good. And then he finally gave the good news, you know, a minute later, getting home. And then, but to make a long story short, she comes to, they take her to the hospital, rush her to Saginaw, and then she's like all laughing and that. And the ambulance people are like, where's the drowning victim? I thought we had a drowning victim.
That's
and
awesome.
they're like, yeah, we do. We want to evaluate and stuff. And we're going to keep her overnight and release her probably tomorrow. Which they did. And it's an incredible thing how someone can be brought from the dead that quick. I'm not going to say basically because she did die.
Right, right.
And then came,
she did.
And then came right back. You know, now Mary Murphy, her husband died 3 times. Did you ever know that?
Yeah. No, I did not.
He died 3 times. Like after that bat thing that put him in his wheelchair.
Wow.
And that rodeo thing. 3 deaths and then came back.
I did not know that.
Because that's incredible that you can come back from 3 deaths, let alone one. But the spirit of death tried to come upon her, and then they prayed, and, you know, James Randolph and Dawn, the spiritual giants they are, you know, they believe in by faith, and then all of a sudden her daughter is back to life. It's just a beautiful thing. That's faith. That's faith. And that's also talking the talk, walking the walk. That song talks about how Jesus will teach you how to walk. That, I think about what that means. When I think about the line of that song, where it talks about how he's going to teach you how to walk in Jesus' name, that means he'll like teach you how to walk the faith walk.
Yeah.
With God.
Come on, man.
And it's also going to show you how to talk the faith talk.
Yes.
Which is calling those things that are not as though they are.
So let me ask you a question. How did the miracle man make it through college? You said you were going to do it. You spoke that you were going to do it. And you kept saying, I'm going to do it and graduate and get a degree. And guess what you did?
I did it.
Now, you're tough. You're a very tough person. And you're very strong. But you didn't do that without God's help.
Nope. I didn't allow myself to do it without God's help.
And you spoke it every day.
By faith, I do this. By faith, I have good grades. By faith, you know.
Is that how you said it?
That's how I would say it. And at times I would say, like, you know, by faith I have loved, received, and accepted. But my mom used to play that over us all the time when we were on the way to school. She'd be, we'd be in the car, you know, when I was like 9 or 10 or so, and we would get in the car, and we lived about 2.5 miles up north, up Washington Street. From here, we lived up by Adams and Henry, you know. And we would take Raymond over to Midland Christian over on Wackerly Road, and we'd get there together, and we'd pray between the house and the school, you know. We'd pray, me, Mom, and Ray. And she'd always repeat these certain things over, repeat these certain things about no person with evil intents, you know. We do great exploits for God. We are loved, received, and accepted. You know, and all that, and that everything we put our hand to, and all that, and it's great. And it was about the armor of God. Like, we had these confessions, we'd say, you know, on the way to school. It was really good. I mean, it was beautiful, because we'd be in there, it'd just be me, Mom, and Ray, my brother Raymond. We'd just be in there halfway.
And look where you are.
Yep.
Look at where you are.
And parents, if you're listening, you know, your kids have started school. If not, they certainly will within the next 10 days.
Yeah.
Pray with your kids on the way to school every day. If you're one of these parents that drive them to school, pray with them every day. At least make it a point to, at least.
Yeah.
To if you got that time in the car like that, like we did, while we were taking Ray, my brother, to pray on the way to school. And get it to where you can have your kids repeat after them, the parents. Like, I lift up the shield of faith, and I lift up the sword of the Spirit. You know, and the belt of truth around my waist, you know, and all and the beautiful armor of God, and about the no person. And God, there's a lot of
yeah. Don't worry, keep going.
And it covers a lot of area. Like, it can help. That can help keep your kids from being bullied. It can help with a lot of things. It can help keep kids from trying to influence your kids, like trying to get them to use drugs, trying to get them to, you know, whatever. Who knows? It could save your kids from being suspended.
Definitely could.
And it's a beautiful thing. It could help your kids behave better. Possibly just, maybe it's just that they need to focus a little more on class. It can help with that, I think, honestly. Because, let's face it, I wasn't always perfect when I was in school. Absolutely not. And I got into a little bit of trouble. Not really that much with other kids, but sometimes I just didn't want to behave. But I'm not going to go there, but I am going to say this. It's about having that faith. And it's about living that prayer life. It's so much of the stuff is all related. And it's really not hard to be a Christian, like people can make it out to be.
Yeah.
They can make it seem that it's so hard to be a Christian.
Not really.
I got a couple words for that. But it's really not that hard to be a Christian. It's not hard to live for God. I know. Some Sunday mornings you might not want to get up and go to church. Hey, it's worth it once you get there. Right? Tell you this morning, coming from my mom's apartment, my flesh wanted to, you know, just stay down there, you know, stream the service,
How long you guys have to get up?
What you mean is
how early?
We'll usually get up a little bit after 7 and then leave about 8. You know, if I'm at the apartment. I'm just saying, you know. When I get there, you know, it's worth it. And you know what's crazy? Pastors told stories about how we'll have a driving snowstorm. You know who comes to church? Those live a long ways away.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't come?
Yeah.
Could have walked here.
Those that live right around the corner.
they could have walked there. They could have got up like at 8:15, 8:20, been ready by 9:20, been to church by just in time for prayer.
Yeah.
And they didn't come.
Yeah.
You didn't have to get up at 7. You could get up at 8:20. And you still won't come.
And you still didn't get there. And
the question is this. Why?
Why, yeah.
Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Would you not come
Amen.
To church and listen to the Word of God?
Yeah.
Because the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yeah, yeah.
The Word says that. And it's so beautiful. And
now, we need to let's talk about Blog Talk Radio and give the phone number.
Okay.
Go ahead, you can do that.
So, if you want to talk to us, if you want to give me some insight, you can call us at Blog Talk Radio at 215-383-3810. That is 215-383-3810. And also, we got our word from Coca-Cola. And my Coke is the greatest kind of soda you'll ever drink. I know it doesn't have 23 flavors, but it has a lot of great carbonation in it. It has a trace of vanilla. I'm sure it's a small trace of cherry. It's really good stuff. And then you also got, okay, Dr. Pepperman, it's time to give your...
Well, it's pretty cool because when I was leaving my home in West Branch, which is an hour away, so I could get to church on time, and I did.
Thank God.
I stopped on the way out of town at the dollar store, one of my favorite places to shop, and hopefully one of our next supporters is the Dollar General, you know. Anyways, I went in there to get a 2-liter of Dr. Pepper because I was just going to bring it here and sit it right beside us. And you know what I found? I found 1 2-liter of Dr. Pepper and a shelf full of Coke. All the Dr. Pepper was gone and the Coke was still there. So I took a picture. And I'm getting ready to post it on our Facebook pages so that everybody can see Dr. Pepper was drank up and Coke was still sitting there on the shelf looking lonely. Back to you.
We will not say anything about possibly the stocking thing because he has the right to give his opinion. Just like how we got sports we're going to and I got a couple opinions I'm gonna throw out on a couple of these things I'm gonna talk about. So that with that in mind, we're starting with the Tigers. Okay, now the Tigers playing the White Sox in Chicago this weekend. And so I'm thinking, Tigers, White Sox could go either way. Maybe the Tigers will take the series. Well, they didn't. Friday night, it's 2-2 for a while. Looks like the Tigers could found a way to get the win. And Verlander Friday night does a pretty good job. He goes 8 innings of 2-run baseball, 4 hits, 5 hits, something like that.
That's pretty good.
Good amount of strikeouts in that. But then in the ninth inning, walk-off home run.
Ah.
Tigers get the loss. Verlander gets the loss. Saturday night, though, Tigers get a good win, 6-3. Nice job. I already got my six nuggets, though, so I will not be eating those live at the show because we had a mix-up with my producer here.
Yeah, all right.
Yep, that we now got figured out. And so I'm here now. But that to say, you know, 6-3, so looking good. But then today was a rough day to be a Tigers fan.
Is that right?
First of all, you have Matt Boyd. He pitched six innings, but in that third inning, he gave up five runs in one inning. And by then, it's 5-0. So the Tigers, in the sixth inning, I believe, maybe it's the seventh, but the Tigers, Jose Iglesias, hits what looks to be a grand slam. And in fact, it's put on the board, grand slam home run. And it's 5-4. However, they go to replay. They go into slow motion replay. Turns out, foul.
Oh, really?
So, grand slam.
They're using
off the board,
replay in baseball?
5-0. Yep. They're using replay in baseball.
Oh, my Lord.
And 5-0. And then come the eighth inning, I believe. Kinsler does hit a line drive home run, but it's the only one the Tigers register for the day. And in the bottom of the eighth, the White Sox get two more runs in off our bullpen. So let's face it, this is basically not an opinion anymore. The Tigers will not make the playoffs. They will not make the playoffs. It doesn't matter how loud they cry. They had chances to win series, couldn't get it done. They had a chance Friday night. Bullpen decided to play horse play and give up some more runs. I hope that next year we can get some good, solid choices into our bullpen.
Yes.
And get some usefulness into the starting lineup as far as the batting goes. We got some good young pitchers, and Verlander is still giving us a lot of great stuff. So I don't want a future plan that does not include Verlander. Earlier, I was willing to look into that, like earlier in like July and that, when he wasn't doing as great. But since mid-July, really since the trade deadline, he has been lights out for the most part. And right now, I can't imagine us without him. He's been doing some very good things for us. But I do have an update from the brawl I talked about last time. It looks like Cabrera, the guy who instigated that whole thing, is going to likely get 7 games. That was the official word from the commish on Friday, is that Cabrera is going to be sitting out 7 games.
Wow.
Now, right now, where they're at in the appeals, right now the appeals have yet to be heard, and they all appealed, so they get to play. So right now, they're getting to play. And look, Alex Wilson, he's going to have to be out 4 games, too. And some others are going to be out like 3, 4 games, 2 games, some of them. And so we'll see what happens with the appeal. I think that Cabrera...
From that fight?
Yeah.
For
one thing, I think Cabrera needs to, we'll probably have his appeal denied, and we'll probably sit out the 7 games.
Wow, that's a lot of games.
Well, they need to know that it's not going to be tolerated.
Yeah.
You've got to learn your lesson.
You
do. You know? And
you're grown men, for crying out loud.
And hopefully, through that seven-game thing, hopefully it'll give them a chance to get healthy in those 7 games, you know, that he's off. Hopefully it'll give him a chance to, you know, get healthier so he can come back out slugging. Because he hasn't hit a home run in a month. And I miss seeing the Cabrera hitting the home runs. I miss that. I really do. It's something out of the Tigers fan. Sometimes I would take it for granted, and now I'm realizing how much I miss it, you know? And let's face it. Cabrera and Verlander, two of the guys, they're the two household names that the Tigers have. And Cabrera, I hope we can get him back to full health. And Verlander, keep it going, man. You're doing great. He's not going to get a Cy Young, I don't think, this time, just like he didn't last year. But he got more first place votes than anyone else, but he didn't end up getting it. Kind of like something else that happened around the same time last year that we're not going to talk about, where somebody had more of one thing, the thing that should be what matters the most, but it doesn't, you know. I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, sir.
But it didn't work that way with that or the Cy Young voting. So we got that. Then we had the Lions football.
How'd we do on Friday night? I've been working hard. I didn't even look.
We lost 30-28. We had been down 24-0. It was not looking pretty. Second quarter, they're up 24-0. I think that's finally when they took Brady and them out. And then Stafford came back. Looked like he did a pretty good job. I did not listen to the game because I was doing some stuff with my parents. You know, down there in the metro, we were out doing some stuff. We had some company over. And so, you know, not to say it's 30-28. And that was a good comeback that Detroit was able to put on. Let's hope that the Lions in the regular season won't fall behind by this 24-0 stuff. No, they might once or twice, but let's try to keep that to a bare minimum as much as we can. If we can do that, and then we can get ahead, we can stay ahead. That's the kind of stuff that can truly help us as we go to hopefully win the division. I'd love to see us win a division for once and not have to be a wild card.
Yeah.
I would love to turn on 93.3 in January on a Saturday evening or Sunday afternoon, like on January 6th or 7th next year, and hear the following: we welcome you back to Ford Field. Lions on top 7-0. This place is rocking. I tried to sound like the radio announcer for the Lions.
Yes, come on.
I sounded just like it too when I did that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Like Greg Miller, you know. Great job, him and Jim Brandstaner, who is, by the way, the great announcer of Michigan football. He doesn't compare to Frank Beckman. I miss old Frank.
Yeah.
You remember old Frank?
No.
He was the old Michigan announcer, and he'd have that raspy voice, "Touchdown, Michigan!" It was from like 5 years ago now. Do you kind of remember that guy now, kind of?
Yeah, I don't think I ever heard. I don't ever think I ever listened to a game. I've seen him, but I...
Frank Beckman?
No, I've watched the games, but I never listened to it on the radio.
Yeah, but he... But that to say, you know...
Is he the announcer on the...
He was. Now it's Jim Blandstander, and it's not the same.
Yeah.
And he...
It's like Ernie Harwell. How do you replace Ernie Harwell for the Tigers? Remember him?
I wasn't listening to him yet. I started listening to him the season after when Dan Dickerson took over.
Is that right?
Yep. And let's face it, Dan Dickerson does a beautiful job.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Ernie Harwell, back at the second base. That's one of his statements. That's a fly ball, back at the second base.
This is going gone.
Ernie Harwell.
Gone.
Ernie Harwell had me running outside my house on more than one home run.
It's long gone.
That'd be Alan Trammell and Al Kaline, and that's when I was out chasing baseball.
Of course.
That's a long time ago.
Which, unfortunately, your body can't do it anymore.
Hey, watch out.
So you're telling me you could chase Pham? Maybe. Back to where I was at with the Lions, you know, I really do hope to see us be a division winner based on the regular season, win a playoff game, make it to second round, and then go from there. I'd like to see us do something we haven't done in like 50 some years, win a playoff game on the road.
Yeah, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
To go to Dallas or go to a place like Seattle, go to Los Angeles, or who knows what Los Angeles will be like this year, or go to Atlanta, Green Bay, somewhere like that. And win a playoff game on the road. We're gonna have to see what happens. I had said previously that we would go 10-6 or 11-5. Right now, I'm gonna stick with it.
Yeah. How's the defense do?
They gave up a lot. They gave up quite a few points in that first and second quarter. They gave up quite a few points. But they gave up a bit too much stuff. They did a lot better later, though. But at first, it was pretty rough. So now, we move on to your local high school football update. First, we begin with Midland and Traverse City West.
Let's take a break for a second. Let me do a little commercial break here.
Okay.
Because I got to make sure you get a piece of this Meat Lover's Pizza all the way.
Courtesy of
G's Pizzeria.
G's Pizzeria. Pizzeria.
West Branch, Michigan.
Beautiful West Branch, as they will say. Beautiful West Branch.
Beautiful West Branch, Michigan. And we're eating right here at the beautiful McDonald's on Saginaw Road, just down the road from Dowsville. But yeah, I want to make sure we say this because we want you as a listener to be able to follow us in all the different ways we're doing this. So remember, I actually pulled this. I got two different browsers open so I could pull this up and make sure everything's working right. When you open this up, you're going to see the title of the show and atop the cross, you're going to see a blue bar across the top of your page with a play button and a pause button. And that's going to be live. You're going to see it say Living Large is the name of this channel. It's also called Upfront Entertainment. This is in the entertainment channel. You'll also see a little red button that says On Air. And if you don't know how to find us, just go to the search tab and click and type in there The Preacher and The Miracle Man, and bam, it'll show up. Click on their picture that says Believe. Abraham believed God and it was counted him righteous. Click on that, and it'll say on air, and you click that little red button on air, and it automatically take you to the show. You can see here the number, 215-383-3810, and that's the number to call in and be a part of the show with us. You also can see there that you can use Skype if you wanted to listen through Skype. If you got a Skype account and you use that on a regular basis, you can click on that and it won't cost you anything. And you can join us with Skype. Now, we're gonna have to ask you your real name, because usually people don't use their real name on Skype, but that's all right. And at the bottom of that page, if you're on your computer or your phone, is a connection to the Facebook page. And you can post on Facebook on this page and ask us a question, send us a prayer request, do any of those things. And it's all right here on the browser page that you open up if you click on that link, or you just go to blogtalkradio.com and search in the search bar The Preacher and The Miracle Man, and you can find everything we've done. Guess what? Today's our 10th show.
Smart thing, smartphone.
Yeah, remember, it's a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone and take it with you. I can see right now that Miracle Man's mom is listening. They're on their way home, and that's a cool thing. And they're able to listen right in their car, pump it up on the speakers. Some of you might leave your house, go out and stick your phone in the car just so you can listen to it with all the speakers, and that's all right. And it's a good thing. Another thing you can do, put your comments in here on this Facebook page at the bottom of this browser when you open this up. Some of you have never scrolled to the bottom. Scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll be able to see there's Facebook. There's the ability to use Facebook to communicate with us. I don't think it puts it over onto your Facebook page. I think it's just on the page that we're doing here on this show. And it's just all ways that you can be a part of it. If you want us to talk about a specific subject, you know, maybe you got a question. Maybe you got a question about God, the Bible, Jesus, church, religion. We don't care. Maybe you got a question about how leaves fall off the trees. We'll answer any question we can answer, right? Miracle Man? So I just want to encourage you in all of this. Find a way to hook up and then communicate with us. We want you to communicate and say, hey, we're out here. We're listening. We're glad to be a part of your show. And thank you for what you're doing. You know, what makes these shows powerful is when there's more than just us on the show. Now, I can talk a lot. I don't know if you can tell that yet. And the Miracle Man can talk a lot. So when you get two of us that know how to talk a lot, talking a lot, it's tough to get a word in edgewise. But that's okay. We want to make sure we do that. Now, so we're just going to give a little nod here to all of our sponsors who haven't started sponsoring us yet, but they will. Coca-Cola. Dr. Pepper, M&M for Miracle Man, M&M's, hallelujah. Can we hear an amen for chocolate?
Amen.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. And my favorite little store to buy a big 2-liter is the Dollar General. I like that store. That's a good hometown family store, and we're glad that you could be a part of it. McDonald's right here on Saginaw Road. Thank you guys for giving us a booth back here. Nice booth. It's almost like your own little studio, isn't it?
It is.
We're not in the same seat we always sit in, but there's a guy sitting there, and I just snuck around the corner with my extension cord and said, can I get a little juice? And he said, sure, help yourself. And we've had our Dr. Pepper. The Miracle Man has now finished his wonderful piece of cheese pizzeria meat lovers. That's good pizza, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They got the right stuff, and Chris does a good job over there, and they're great people. Maybe we'll have you come to West Branch sometime. We'll shoot a show right there. And
we'll see.
With that West Branch. All right. Remember, what's the number? Hey, I'm gonna give it back to Miracle Man, and he's gonna give you the number. And we're going to go talk about high school football and what the game was like the other night. Here you go.
All righty, we got that number. That is 215-383-3810. That is 215-383-3810. Now, we are going to high school football, and we begin with Midland versus Traverse City West at Midland. Personally, I was at church for the first half, but and through halftime. But I get there, third quarter's going on, we're down 28-0.
Oh my.
And then Midland scores a touchdown on a fumble. And fumble return. And Midland punches it in, touchdown, 28-7. Then Traverse City, however, has a different plan. They come back, score a touchdown, and then Midland fumbles it. Traverse City goes in and scores another touchdown, 42-7. But Midland decides, okay, we're going to make it a bit interesting. So they come back, they score a touchdown, miss an extra point, so it's 42-13. Midland, in the fourth quarter, scores another touchdown, with extra point good, 42-20. Midland loses to Traverse City West Titans. For Midland, Chemex, first loss, 0-1. Traverse City West Titans, 1-0. It's kind of a crazy thing, you know. The coach in the newspaper, Midland Daily News, Coach Eric Mettner, he basically said, we did not represent Midland High School well. I kind of heard as to what. Midland had two different penalties that involved a helmet. Two different penalties that involved a helmet. I tell you, as a Midland High Chemic, as a Chemic alum, that is not good Chemic pride.
That's right.
Well, if you want to doll, that wouldn't be good Charger spirit either. But like, we're going to talk about Dow in a second, but right now I'm talking about Midland. And it was not a good show of Chemic pride. Those helmet penalties are not a part of Chemic pride. Now, those turnovers that gave Traverse City points, that's just not being greatly well-disciplined in the game of football. I wouldn't say that's sportsmanship, bad sportsmanship, because you make mistakes, but you pay the piper when you make them. That when you make those mistakes, you pay the piper right away, you know? And by the piper, I mean you face the consequences of your actions. You fumble on the ball, they're going to go on you, and they're going to score some points off you, possibly. And too many times, in this case, they did. Now, let's face it. Midland is a bit young in some positions, but in others they have good senior leadership. Like quarterback, you got Kate Mettner, which is Eric Mettner's son. One of these days, real soon, I hope to get Coach Matt on this program.
And wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be fun to talk to Matt. I'm gonna send him an email when I get home, and ask him if on one of these Sundays. It's not gonna be Thursday for after church because Thursday is gonna be game day. They gotta go to Auburn to face the Warriors. And one of these Sundays coming up real soon. Maybe Sunday night, because Sunday night, it's just 2 days after game day, you know, so you can call and we can chat with them. If I get Mettner, though, I'm not going to be biased, so I'm going to have to get the Dow guy on another time, because even though I went to one of these two schools on radio as a broadcaster, I'm not going to be biased. Because it's easy to get accused from being biased if you're not careful.
Yeah.
With the whole bias thing in mind, we move to Dow High Chargers. Dow goes to Mount Pleasant to face the Oilers. At one point, it's 6-0 on Mount Pleasant. And then Dow comes back, score the touchdown. Then Dow scores again, like 2 minutes left in the game. And then Mount Pleasant gets the ball back. They're driving, and then Mount Pleasant fumbles the ball. Dow is able to run out the clock, 14-6. So for Dow High and their great coach, Jason Watkins, they improved to 1-0. And Mount Pleasant, who was coached by Jason McIntyre, they fall to 0-1. Midland will face Mount Pleasant in 3 weeks, Mount Pleasant Community Memorial Stadium. I might be going to that game Mount Pleasant, because even though it's in Mount Pleasant, because it's become a rivalry of sorts the last few years.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like a war. It's real close. And I don't think this one will disappoint when Midland gets their act together. And I think they will when they play Western this week. But for Dow is in a position that's like but different from Midland. Dow has a lot of seniors that are seniors right now who did not play last year because their positions were filled with great seniors who have now graduated from Dow High School. And they had some great players like Moses Greer. He's one of the notable exceptions who actually transferred to a school in Grand Rapids. He was a great running back for Dow. And he was part of how Dow was actually able to defeat Midland last year, 26-22, on a drive with only 2 minutes left. Midland had led for quite a bit of that game. They went back and forth for quite a bit during that last year's Midland-Dow game. And obviously, no, I'm not going to say what I was thinking because there's not going to be any bias. But overall,
bias is one thing. Your own personal favorite. Now, that's a different. You have the right to have a personal favorite.
In which case, yes, Coach Matt, you're going to love me for this. My favorite is, of course, Midland. And so I'm over there. I'm on the edge of my seat. Me more so than Brandon, because I'm the football guy. And I'm sitting there, back towards the back of what I like to call section one. I'm in the back of section one. I got families in front of me and beside me, students in front of me. Everybody's going crazy. The band's on the other side of me in a section over.
That's a great night, though, isn't it?
Everybody's going crazy. It's thrilling. Back and forth game. Unlike some of the previous Midland-Dow games, many of which were won by Midland, but a few were won by Dow. Because I've been going to every game since 2005 when I was a freshman at that school. And as long as I live in this town, I don't plan to miss any Midland-Dow varsity football games. And even if I did go to like Detroit or something, I would still possibly come back just for that game. Because to me, that's like one of the greatest games in the state. Sometimes it is one of the greatest games of the state. But I'm using that to say this. I don't know yet whether Midland or Dow is going to be a better team. It all depends. Davison barely won in their game against Southfield. Lapeer lost 42-7 to Clarkston.
Oh, my.
I found that out yesterday, and going over Friday scores. Like to see you know, what had happened, you know, in the Saginaw Valley group. And I had seen, you know, oh, Lapeer got clobbered. 42-7. In the past, Lapeer Clarkston had been very close in the playoffs because Lapeer used to be two high schools. About 3 years ago, they were merged. And so it's one Lapeer. And if you look on Twitter or Facebook, they'll be like, hashtag one Lapeer, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so they got their thing going. And so they've become a great football program. Hopefully Midland can beat them this year. But then there's Bay City Central. It's kind of become, to me, this is kind of becoming a struggle. Do I want to go to Mount Pleasant and watch Midland play them? Or do I want to go to Bay City the next week and watch Midland play there? In my mind, I really want to go to one. I don't know which one it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because I think both have the potential to possibly be defining games for us this year.
Yeah.
Both of them do. So does the Dow game, and so does Lapeer. We'll have to see what happens with, you know, what happens with Lapeer, what happens with, and then we get to play Davison at home and Lapeer at home, which are going to be some fun games. So even though we lost the first game, sounds like our coach is going to be, really wants to get this right so that we don't have our second losing season in a row. Because let's face it, from 1977 up to 2013, Midland never had a losing season until 2014.
Wow.
37 winning seasons in a row.
Wow.
But in 2014, I watched it end before my eyes to a Dow squad that went 9-0 for the first time since 76.
Wow. We have a coach. Do you have a coaching change or something?
Nope. We had had Coach Mettner since 2008. It's a crazy thing. Coach Wolchek had been there for like 9 years, like 8-9 years from 2009 to 2007. He was so great. He was able to make the playoffs 8 of 9 times, which is pretty hard to do.
That's,
you know?
That's a good deal. Yeah.
And he had this certain aspect that he would think of. I forget what this was about, this whole 2 + 2 = 5. But he really instilled a lot of great things. He did a lot of great things for that program as a coach. And so did Coach Gary Josway, the guy before him, who was there from 1975 to 98. He was responsible for 22 winning seasons in a row.
Wow.
The winningest coach in Saginaw Valley League history.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if he planned on doing that, but that's what he was able to do.
Why do people like that have to get old, huh?
I know. I know. That's part of why I really admire that program. And honestly, the football, I didn't realize that these at that time yet when I first started going to high school, that was part of Midland's great accomplishments. But I always felt that Midland was a better football school. And that Dow to me just seemed kind of like the lesser. But on the show, I'm trying to treat both
Amen.
Equal. So, yep, we're going to try to get Coach Mettner on. And then we're also going to try to get Coach Coach Mettner, and then from Dow, Coach Jason Watkins on. It would be nice to be maybe right before Midland Dow week, so we can get them both on. Hear what he has to say, then hear what the other has to say.
Sure.
Because
that'd be a good one.
Yeah, because that'd probably be a good show, because you'll have two coaches looking for that city title. Midland will have its thing going. Dow will have their thing going. You know, it's crazy.
Is there a little trophy they pass back and forth?
I wish. I wish they had a trophy. They just say it's a little city title.
Yeah.
You know, and the gyms, when I went to Midland High, it was a big deal, and so is now. They'll have a Friday Spirit Assembly, you know, last hour of the day. In Midland, they call it the Beat Dow Assembly. At Dow, they call it the Beat Midland Assembly. It's a big thing, Spirit Week, competitions, decorated hallways. It's an amazing thing, but do you want to know what's so beautiful about this? Is that in that game, they have great respect for the opponent. They have respect. The amount of penalties isn't that high.
That's good.
Especially the last couple of years, there was not a really high number of penalties. They weren't doing the helmet-to-helmet stuff. No one wasn't doing that to Dow, yet they did it to Traverse City.
Well, first game, you got to get them nervousness out.
You gotta get that nervousness out quicker rather than later. We could have somehow figured that out, not turn the ball over so many times, and just giving the ball to Trevor City, you know, like a handout.
Yeah, could have. The
sad thing is that it's developed into having a winning season been determined by whether or not you beat Traverse City. Had we beat Traverse City last year, or would we have had a winning season? 2015, beat Traverse City, started the season 6-0, first loss to up here in Midland.
Huh.
And I was actually at that game. I mean, 2014, lose to Traverse City, have a 4-5 season, which should culminate in a loss to Dow. So it's crazy how it's been defined by a particular game, Traverse City. So maybe this year their fix that could be to beat Lapeer or Dow or Bowl, because those are teams we lost to both of the last two times we had losing seasons. But it's almost like a recurring theme, you know?
Well. Maybe the 13th player, the fans can make a difference this year.
Or the 12th player. Well, we'll have to see about that.
Well, this is Dow. You always got an extra one for Dow.
like a Dow guy comes to Midland games and then gets booed out of the stadium. He gets booed out of the stadium. I actually saw that one year. I was here and a Dow guy decides to go stand in the student section with his Midland shirt on at a game that's not even a Midland versus Dow game. And the students, they're all booing him out. I mean, they don't know what he was doing. Then they sang the na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na. Hey, goodbye.
And he left.
Yeah. That was not even close game, 66-0 Midland over a Saginaw Arthur Hill squad that was not that great that year at all. But that was kind of back in the glory days of Midland football, 2011. You know, they started off with a loss to Mount Pleasant and then won 9 games in a row, including a playoff game. It was just incredible what Midland was able to do. And then the next year, you know, Midland started off 11-0, but then a playoff loss at home to Muskegon. West Branch, I don't know what they did. They probably lost. They've won one loss both of the last 2 years. And then we had Bullet Creek Meridian. Meridian wins 20—Bullet Creek wins 26-20 over Meridian. And Meridian, after going 9-0 2 years ago, start the regular season, ends up 10-1 with a loss to Ithaca. Doesn't seem like they're going to be as good this year. I know that as I have a friend whose daughter goes to Meridian High. She used to be in the band. She's a senior now, but she quit band, so did a lot of her friends a couple of years ago. Beautiful girl, Madison Murray. And yeah, such a beautiful, yeah, so beautiful. But yeah, she quit band. Whose school? The football team is just not what it was. It's really not. It went down kind of like how Midland had been, but we're going to find out in the next several weeks what Midland's really made up. Now for Dow, Dow hosts Bay City Central on Thursday night. A Bay City Central squad who only lost to Frankenmuth by 8 points, 20-12. Frankenmuth was able to knock Ithaca out of the playoffs last year.
Wow, Ithaca's a really good team, isn't it?
Yeah, and Frankenmuth beat them by like 8 points in last year in the third round of the playoffs in Frankenmuth. I think Bay City's gonna do really good this year. I really do. So Dow's gonna host Bay City. I wish they'd play it on Friday night, but instead they're gonna play it on Thursday night. Otherwise, I'd probably go to see what would be going on there. You know, we'll see what's going on there. Because Dow Bay City sounds like it could be the game of the week. To me, I think in the area, that would be the game of the week, Dow Bay City. And then Midland goes to Western. Midland-Western for years had been a great rivalry. But ever since 08, it's kind of turned toward the blue side. And that is, it's turned towards MHS. Because Western's like orange, I believe. Bay City Western's like orange and black or something like that. But it has turned blue in favor of Midland. The only time that rivalry was even competitive was for the years that Western was able to beat Midland, which was quite a while between, you know, about 2002 and about 2006. Midland is... pretty crazy thing. Now Western is not that great at football anymore. Maybe they will, because I enjoy it when I go to Auburn. If I go to a Midland game that's in Auburn or Bay City and they have all those crazy loud fans, it's just fun to see. I've been to a few different games, and I gotta say, Bay City has some amazing fans. And like at Bay City Central, they'll be yelling out BCC sometimes during the game, like when it's time for them to do the defense thing. I even saw it last year when Bay City beat Midland, and in Midland, actually, and their fans. I know I hate to see Midland lose to Bay City, but I'm going to say this about Bay City. That stadium announcer there, I love the way he gets excited when Bay City scores a touchdown.
Yeah.
He will basically say the following. It's going to be a muffled version coming out of me right now. Here's what I'll say. Number 25, DeMarcus Weathers. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Bay City Central. That's what he'll do. I'm like, he'll hold out the bay, you know.
You can hear it.
Yeah, and I heard him do that, you know, in 06, the first time I'd went to a Midland versus Bay City Central game that was in Bay City, and feel the energy. The place was rocking on the other side of the field, and he was one of the guys that really inspired me to want to be a radio broadcaster / stadium announcer.
Yeah.
Because what'll happen is, like on radio, they'll say something, and then oftentimes in the background you'll hear the stadium announcer repeat it.
Yep.
That would be my cue, would be like I would have the headset and on it would be the radio. And I would say, Petrucino's pass is complete to number 48, Weathers. Gain of 10 on the play. First and 10, Bay City Central. Or in my Or in my case, it would be wanting money on the carry. Gain of 10 on the play. First and 10, Kimmich. That's what that'd be. Only at Midland when they get a first down. For some reason, Midland's too quiet when they get a first down.
Oh, I don't like a quiet crowd at all.
First down, Midland high.
I don't like a quiet crowd at church either.
First, at 4,000 stadium announcer, we change that quick. We're going to have lights. We're going to have sirens that go off when there's a first down, you know, or something like that. We got to get them into it.
Shoot a cannon off or something, at least.
First down, Kimmich. Maybe if I'll just say it louder than what that guy does. I'm like, first down, Kimmich, or whatever, you know. Like, and then I decided what I would do. Smoking score the touchdown. I borrowed this from the stadium announcer out of Houston. By the way, you listeners need to keep Houston in the
prayer. Hey, let's stop right now and pray for him. Do it.
Lord God, I thank you.
That stinking thing.
Lord God, I rebuke. I rebuke this rain that is repeatedly ripping apart at Houston. 50 inches of rain bottom out. In the name of Jesus, not so. In the name of Jesus, that rain is going to slow right down, and it's going to clear up in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, Lord God, that your hand is upon them, and that you're going to keep everybody safe, and that you're going to have your will be done, Lord God, and that you're just going to help them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what will happen is when the Texans have a home game, their announcer, if Houston scores a touchdown, here's basically what the Houston Texans stadium announcer is going to say. Touchdown, Texans! If just so you know what that boom is, that's a cannon going off. Well, it might be a firework. I don't know what they do, but I already determined that if it's me. In fact, I do this call when I'm at the game and Midland scores a touchdown. A lot of people will be screaming in that too, but I'll be in the middle of that while they're running in. But once I hear like Bernard Lance coming up, and it's like touchdown, Kimmich. You know, that's how I know, and I've been doing that for like ever since about a year or so after I heard the Lions play Houston in Houston, and that guy made that call, that touchdown, Texans. And but the Houston guys have something different when they do get a first down. But since I'm not going to copy him, I'm not going to say what he does, you know? Even though it's really tempting because I love how he does it, you know?
Yeah. Because I'm looking at some pictures of that Houston flooding, and that's just – there's a picture of a stoplight that is about 6 inches from being underwater. That's a lot of water.
What roadway does this look like this is near?
This is North Sam Houston Parkway.
Northeast or North Sam West?
North Sam Houston East.
And what road about is this near?
Greenpoint District.
So it's near Greenpoint. So it's sort of near the airport, kind of.
Yeah.
Yep, because I've been to that city once before. Hope to go back. Love it there.
Man, that's a lot of water.
Name of Jesus.
Wow.
No more.
In the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, Rivers, let's say it this way. Ground open up and just suck the water down.
Ground open up, suck the water right down.
Faith is faith. We might as well use it.
Suck the water right down the tube.
If it's been dry, then receive the water.
If it's been dry, receive it.
And
in the name of Jesus.
That's a tough thing.
Very tough thing to deal with that kind of stuff. And it was out of nowhere, too, because Harvey was originally had been, you know, a little hurricane. Then it had just become like a little depression. And then all of a sudden it just comes right back up and becomes a big hurricane. And then it's like stalled right out there.
Is that what happened?
Yep, it stalled right out. In Houston.
Wow.
Like it's near. Or as I like to call it, Houston, because it's so dang spread out.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we experienced the flooding here in Midland this year. That was a serious amount of water.
Oh, yeah. But this is even more.
Yeah, if you got, what did Pastor say, 4 feet?
Yeah, like 50 inches of rain.
50 inches of rain, right? 50 inches of rain.
I mean.
So we bind this stupid storm and we declare it's got to be, got to go. Well, guess what, brother? 9 minutes and 25 seconds. It is now 10:20 in the evening. And so let me give a little bit of a deal here. And then we'll finish up with
God first, God always. Yep.
You. All right. Now, listen, for those of you that are becoming our listeners and listening on a regular basis, we're glad to have you with us. Remember, we want to hear from you. Some of you are sitting there in your chairs right now saying, oh, he doesn't really want to hear from me. There is no testimony that is too big or too small.
Not one.
There's no miracle, is there?
Nope.
A miracle is a miracle is a miracle. And this is the preacher and the miracle man. If there's one thing we love, and that is to hear about miracles. Every time the miracle man tells another story about his life, I love it. I love a miracle story, you know? Today we heard the story of the miracle of Jeannie Caldwell. What an amazing story that she didn't take the back surgery, but she did take the brain surgery. You gotta do what it is that God gives you to do in order to get the answer God said he's going to give you. So we just encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Make sure you communicate with us. You can reach me at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can reach the miracle man.
At riverschukla@gmail.com.
Amen. You can hook up with us on our Facebook pages. We both have Facebook pages, and we'll be glad to communicate with you there. And anything we can do to point you in the right direction so you can walk with God and enjoy life. We believe in enjoying life. Life is to be enjoyed. Jesus said, by God the Father, I have come that you might have life.
And life more abundantly.
And life more abundantly. Make sure when you go to to our page, you click the little button that says follow. When you click that button, it's going to give you the ability to sign in. And then when you do that, you'll be able to choose what it is, how you want to follow us, and they'll send you a message every time we schedule a show. Who knows? We might go to 3 days here sometime soon. We're just keep doing this. We've got 10 shows under our belt. I think that's awesome. We're getting comfortable, aren't we?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm gonna turn it back. I'm going to let the Miracle Man give us the last 5 minutes and that final statement that we always make. Here you go, Miracle Man.
All right.
So, close it up about faith and everything else.
I was thinking, you know, I keep thinking, you know, what if I've had over 40 surgeries. Most of them were when I was real little. And I was thinking about what if one of the most important surgeries would have been one I didn't take.
That's interesting.
There's a chance that I might not be here. Or that I might look a lot different when I do. If I didn't take the surgery, you know, to have this put back in the right place. If I didn't take it. Or the surgery when I was 3 or 10 days old or whatever, that would have made it. That made it so I could suck and swallow. I would have died.
Who knows?
Or would have had to use a feeding tube. But, you know, many times God will use surgery when it's required in order to do the miracle. That's part of the recovery system. God has instant miracles. There's instant miracles, and there's also the recovery system of healing. Part of that recovery system can include a surgery, whether it be, you know, whatever parts ailing you. You know, God really can use surgeons. It's amazing that how many surgeons will actually take the patient's advice when the patient says, you know, we're believers. It's just amazing to me. And Dr. Arts, a doctor who did a surgery on me, he created this whole implant for me when I was little, like in like 99. And turns out my mom just told me a couple weeks ago that that man is a Christian. Dr. Arts, Alexander Arts, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that he's a Christian. So it's just amazing, you know, that you, that even if, but you know, it's crazy to me that sometimes you will have these surgeons, they might not even be Christians, but they'll take that advice to heart. You know, when you say, I'm a believer, so will you believe this and this and that?
That's
right.
Yeah.
And they'll say, I will. Part of that is possibly just them wanting you to be better. But another part is them truly having respect for God.
Yeah. Yep.
And
did I tell you the story about my aunt?
No.
Well, we'll save it for next time because it's a great miracle story.
So, yeah, so when you have the show list for next time, put Ant on it.
I'll definitely do it.
Okay, so Ant will be on the list. Okay, so with this in mind, I'm going to say something that I say every show. I say it because I mean it.
Yeah.
I don't just say it as a little cliche. There's something to say. I say it because it's very important. Mr. When I say the God first, God always thing, I mean, because God needs to be first and he needs to always be on us, on our mind. And it also shows that God's always with us no matter what, no matter what we're going through.
Amen.
So until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
So long.